Hi everyone, today we're looking at John chapter 5, verses 30 through 47. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who bears witness about me, and I know the testimony that he bears about me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth, not that the testimony that I receive is from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I am doing, bear witness about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen, and you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? So in this discourse here, Jesus is speaking, and he's talking to Jewish people here, and there's this theme that keeps coming up within the Gospel of John. To be honest, not something I've really thought about that much until preparing these devos, is that Jesus talks about how he does nothing on it. Right? That's one part, he's God. He may see a creature or anything like that. He's just talking more specifically in his fully, in the idea of him being fully man. Jesus as a man, he came not to do what he wanted to do. And it's that part about much. What talked about is our chapters of John. And it is repeated multiple times in this passage. Jesus talks about, just list them. Jesus talks about bearing witness about himself. Well, he's saying he doesn't only do that. He talks about others about him. And about the works that the Father has given him to accomplish. They bear witness to something. And then he talks about how the scriptures bear witness as well. And what do all of these things bear witness to? What's the point of him talking about all this? What Jesus is kind of listing out in some ways here is that all the witnessing and the testimony-ing, if you will, it points to one thing. It shows us that Jesus was sent from God. That's what he's talking about, this testimony. It's that these witnesses, these testimonies, what they do is they point to the fact that Jesus comes from God. And all the work that Jesus is doing, they bear witness that Jesus is God. And so what Jesus is saying to the people here is that, hey, you have all of this evidence of who I am, but you don't have love with you. And this is to me, it's a warning to me, at least I feel like it is. It's you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And he's saying, and that's true. In the words of the Bible, there is eternal life. But what Jesus says is, they bear witness about me. They bear witness about Jesus. And he's keeping believing on me. Funny thing, in this picture, you have to stand and they say, yes, this is what happened. And this, they hopefully, if you're building a case, either on a plaintiff or defendant side, you're building a case with these witnesses. And so that's kind of what's happening here. These witnesses keep coming and saying, yeah, Jesus is God. Yeah, Jesus is from God. Jesus is the Christ, all those kind of things. But then, sandwiching this whole idea is that Jesus says, I judge, and my judgment is just. And in the end here, he talks about accusations. He says, actually, it's not even Jesus who accuses them, it's Moses. And when he says Moses, he means the law, the scriptures, the word accuses Jesus' audience, the people there, because they knew that word, and yet they still didn't put their faith in Jesus. All of these things, is what Jesus is saying, are witnessing that Jesus is God. He's the Christ. And in this courtroom, it's like there's like all that evidence is just there. And yet, what Jesus is telling the people at is still their life. I don't think we have to take these accusations from Jesus just purely for us, right? Because we do have the love of God within us, right? If we've put our faith in Jesus, we do have that. But there's still like this warning that's for us, is that like we don't just think, we don't make a whole story that we don't be like mentoring. It's kind of like we study the Bible. A lot of us study the Word. But the question is, do we see Jesus in it? Are they bearing witness to eternal life? Are we going to Jesus for life? It's not enough for us to like have intellectual knowledge, theological knowledge about who Jesus is. We have to follow our hopes. Everything that the Word tells us, it bears witness to this. It shows us that Jesus is the one that we should follow. So my exhortation for all of us is today, let's not just listen to these words. Let's strive to put our faith in Jesus. Let's follow him with our whole lives. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for all this evidence, this through your Word. And you give us your Word that we know everything that we know it in living it out, in trusting you. I pray that today we will trust you, that we will follow you, and that we will know that you are truly God and that you are God. Help us all this. In your name we pray. Amen.